President Xi Jinping and other Chinese leaders have made donations to support the battle against the novel coronavirus outbreak. The donations were made at a meeting of the central authorities on the prevention and control of the disease. Xi Jinping says, though the positive trend in combating the epidemic is expanding, the situation in the outbreak's epicenter, Hubei Province, remains complex. He warns of the risk of a rebound of the disease in other regions, calling for further efforts to contain the virus and speed up work in economic and social development. The Chinese government says the country's fight against the novel coronavirus outbreak is not only for the sake of itself, but also the world. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Zhao Lijian made the remarks after UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said that the Chinese people have made tremendous sacrifices and major contributions to humanity.
The novel coronavirus pneumonia epidemic is a common challenge to humanity. And therefore it requires the common efforts by the international community to cope with it. By taking the strong measures against the epidemic, China has taken up the responsibility not only for the Chinese people, but also the people of the rest of the world.
Zhao adds that China will strengthen international and regional cooperation in the next phase of epidemic prevention and control by sharing experience with other countries and providing assistance to help curb the spread of the virus. So far, leaders of over 170 countries and heads of more than 40 international organizations have expressed confidence in and support to China in conquering the epidemic. EU Health Commissioner Stella Kyriakides says the European Union member states must submit reports on preparedness levels in preventing further spread of the coronavirus.
We have requested member states to review their pandemic plans as well as healthcare capabilities, including capacity for diagnosing, laboratory testing, and procedures for contact tracing. All member states need to inform us about their preparedness plans and how they propose to implement them.
She made the speech in Rome, joined by representatives from the World Health Organization and the European Center for Disease Prevention and Control, as well as the Health Minister of Italy. Italy has seen a sudden spike in cases, with the number of infections surpassing 370. 12 people have died. The country has taken measures in parts of northern Italy to further prevent spread, but French and Italian health ministers have committed to keeping national borders open for the time being. 7 people, including the suspect, have reportedly been killed in a shooting in Wisconsin. The shooting was said to have occurred on a company campus in Milwaukee. The UN Human Rights Council has held a dialogue on a new report on the situation in the occupied Palestinian territory. It says that between November 2018 and October last year, 131 Palestinians, including 23 children, were killed by Israeli security forces. 11 Israelis were killed by Palestinians. Israel was not present to take the floor as the concerned country. Speakers voiced alarm over the findings of the report. While they said that Israel has the right to self-defense, they condemned its excessive use of force and attacks on civilian protesters. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs has described the situation in Idlib province in northwest Syria as dire. This comes as airstrikes have been reported in 19 communities and shelling in 10 villages in Idlib and Hama. At least 21 civilians have been reported killed in those attacks, which have also damaged educational and medical facilities. The UN says the most urgent need is for an immediate ceasefire and protection of civilians, and that it'll continue to seek ways to expand the humanitarian response. 5-time Grand Slam champion Maria Sharapova has announced her retirement from tennis at the age of 32. The former world number one has struggled with ongoing problems with her shoulder and has slumped to 373rd in the rankings. Sharapova won her first Grand Slam at Wimbledon in 2004, aged just 17 years old, and completed all 4 major titles with victory at the 2012 French Open. In 2016, Sharapova tested positive for the drug meldonium and was banned for 15 months. She was back on the WTA Tour in 2017, but struggled to return to past glory, with the 2017 China Open her final title victory.